from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Henry Davis, Jim Bowden, the former Pirates front office man and former MLB GM, was asked about Henry Davis being a trade chip. And he said today that he thinks Davis has more value as a trade chip than he does to the Pirates. And he would put him in a package for Jazz Chisholm with the Marlins. Now, that Shelton clip makes you think that Henry Davis is really not someone that they're serious about trading. And you know what? If you circle back to what Passan wrote, if they really are thinking more about their future and not this year, then they probably don't want to trade Henry Davis, because they would be punting on one of their biggest
player
acquisitions. Yep.
He's a 1-1 guy.
And I think you would, I think if you really believe that it's about winning this year, I think some GMs would just cut their losses and say the hell with it. No one's going to care if I trade a former number one pick and give up on him after a couple of years to try to win right this second.
Especially if the name coming back to you in the deal is a pretty attractive name.
Yeah. But if you're not putting a lot of eggs in the 2024 basket, then you prioritize the hoarding approach that Shelton gave you in that answer. Bart, Davis, Rodriguez.
Well, I also
collect
think,
as many catchers like you can, like they're freaking Pokemon cards.
Well,
by the way, something I never did as a kid.
Did you do Pogs?
Yes.
So you had the slammer and everything else? I never did Pogs.
Donnie, do you even know what Pogs are?
No, I've never heard of that.
Oh, what a phenomenon Pogs were.
Not into them, though. I was not a Pogs guy.
They were just circular pieces of cardboard.
Correct.
With different things on them.
Was it actually made out of cardboard? I thought they were like more like plastic, no?
Some were cardboard, some were plastic, some were heavier
than others. How did you play Pogs, though?
I honestly never played. I just collected them.
Weren't you supposed to like have the big, heavier one that was a slammer, and you were supposed to like throw it
down?
Yeah,
but I'm actually not sure how the rules... I do remember slammers, but I don't remember what the point of the slammer was or... Why you needed one.
I don't remember how you scored points or anything.
Me neither. Yeah.
Anyway, Donnie, yes, Pogs. We're ancient, by the way. I think they actually want, though, Henry Davis. Did you do Pokemon, by the way? Charizard, that kind of thing?
I mean, I knew what Pokemon was. I never really got into it.
Do
like
Lennox
that.
And Yu-Gi-Oh. Ace collect them?
No, dude.
No?
No.
I mean, your kid knows every dinosaur name,
he's
so I thought there was a chance he would collect Pokemon
he's into,
cards.
Like, Nintendo Switch games right now. The South Park episode that made fun of Pokemon is one of my all-time favorites. But anyway, the whole Henry Davis thing, every time I hear them talk about him and he's a big piece of the future, you know what else I think? Like, I go back to a statement Cherington made, and we've kind of referenced it a lot. I don't want to say it's flown low under the radar. He's talked a bunch about improvements within our team, guys that we already have here. I think they find it a lot more plausible and definitely more affordable to, like, in terms of finding an impact bat, that a guy like Davis that they drafted to be an impact bat would just turn it around and figure it out. That's the much more cost-effective way to go about trying to improve your offense. Pray that you can figure out a solution for a guy that you drafted almost exclusively because you thought he'd probably hit about 280 or so and hit 20 home runs a year.
Sounds like Greg doesn't think they'll trade Bednar. He did not exactly shut down the idea that they were going to trade somebody who's on the major league roster right now with the idea that it helps keep them good for a long time, even though it sounds like Greg's preference is like ours to try to maximize this year. The last point he made about how they're going to make a move, but it's probably going to be for someone that's so under the radar and we haven't even talked about them, again, backs up what Passant wrote. Bat on the margin.
That's just not going to excite anybody. I guess, to be fair...
Well, Marlon Byrd didn't exactly
knock
people's
socks off. Did Jay Happ excite people? No, not really. Didn't. So, I mean, I shouldn't rip it and say if you do that, it's not going to work. We've seen it work multiple times, both with pitchers and hitters that
they've
acquired.
I mean, the Braves made moves like that a couple of years ago that weren't big, sexy deadline deals, and they won a World Series. With Jorge Soler.
Do you think it's more important that they get a big-time player or just that they get active and try to get players?
No, like that, yes, B.
So you think, so honestly, that's a lower ask then for them. Ben, you're acting, the ask for Ben, no. I'm saying
that's my bare minimum.
Okay. I'm more important than, like, is it more important that they get a big name or that they just show that they are trying to augment this team? Like, that they bring in players, even if they're bats on the margins, who are at least upgrades over what they have, and there is a clear sign from the front office, yes, we understand this isn't good enough. No, we're not going to go and get Luis Robert Jr., but we are going to get some guys here who are better.
You know what? Honestly, I'm fine with that.
I think most people would be, because all they want is a sign that the front office understands that this team can compete and is going to try to help them even a little bit.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.